For several years, the U.S. Geological Survey has been looking at a variety of fluids used as de-icers and anti-icers at airports in Milwaukee and Dallas. The federal agency collected samples of the fluids and tested them on minnows, algae, and other benchmark indicators of aquatic health. That's because the fluids often flow into storm sewers that discharge into surface waters. Researcher Steve Corsi of Madison designed the study. He says at high enough concentrations, the de-icers and anti-icers are still toxic to aquatic organisms.
When they're using these aircraft de-icers and anti-icers, it's usually under pretty extreme weather conditions. And so that's not ideal conditions to be out there and trying to collect the spent de-icers. It's like the intense freezing rains are usually the worst ones. Where you might see a little bit higher concentration, where there's more risk.
Corsi says de-icers, products that remove ice and snow, have improved since the 1990s because ingredients like corrosion inhibitors have become less toxic. But he says anti-icers that prevent ice buildup have by and large not changed in toxicity. Corsi says it's hard to get a better idea of the environmental effects because, for competitive reasons, manufacturers won't say what some of the additives are.
There may be certain other effects from specific compounds that we're unaware of.
The de-icer study has been sent to the EPA, which is studying possible national guidelines to limit runoff from airports. Some airports are doing more to collect the fluids. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.